we welcome into the program a legendary comedian, actor, host of the tremendous, amazing, colossal podcast. He's coming to Maine for a performance in Rumford on January 30th. We are so happy to be joined by Gilbert Gottfried this afternoon. Hello, Gilbert.
Yes, hey, I'm legendary. That means in the middle of this interview, I could drop dead.
I want to know who's put together your schedule, a very shrewd, to make your way here to Maine in the dead of winter.
Yeah, that's anything that could kill me, they put together that way. I always wind up in winter. I get filled up with, like, either, you know, Midwest, Canada. It's that's always, like, any place where the weather could have killed the dinosaurs. that's the weather I get put into.
We'll try and make it extra cold when you're here. I understand that your fantasy, if I get this right, quite often is that you're standing backstage waiting to go on, and a club owner tells you that no need to go on because of a catastrophe.
Yeah, my fantasy, I'll be waiting backstage. They're about to introduce me, and I always think, boy, if the manager came back and said, you know, there's been a flood or a fire on stage. We can't have the show's been canceled. Here's your check, and we've got you on the next flight out. That is my fantasy.
And yet you spend an awful lot of time on the road. What do you like most about being on the road?
When they give me the check at the end of the weekend. Yeah, I can't even hide the fact anymore. I'd love to say, oh, it's for the art. Nah, when they give me the check.
All right, forget art. I want to talk about a few things from your past. You've had such a remarkable career, but we were chatting before the show here. Carrie and I, both huge fans of Up All Night. That was such a breakthrough and such a way to showcase your talents.
Up All Night was one of those. Basically, I was, without the ghoul makeup, a late night ghoul, and that I was introducing bad movies. And they were all like TNA movies, but with all the TNA cut out of them. So you could really concentrate on the plot and dialogue.
You also, of course, then were so successful in your role in Aladdin, because I have to think some executive at Disney must have said, who's the perfect guy to get involved in a Disney film? Well, Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, well, my career has always walked a tightrope in between early morning children's programming and hardcore porn.
See, that's a balance not many people can achieve.
So it's always been good. They said, oh, that guy who tells the aristocrat show, we'll get him to be in Disney.
We're talking with Gilbert Gottfried here on Downtown. We're huge fans of Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast. I love everything about it. We've had a lot of similar guests on the show, like Stephen Bishop, Ann Serling, Jeff Abraham, and a guy who's become a great friend of our show. I was so impressed with him hearing John Davidson on your podcast, because he was not the guy I imagined him to be.
Totally a surprise to me, too. And, a happy surprise. And we had been after him for the longest time, and he kept saying no, because I think he thought we were going to bring him on the show and just make fun of him or stuff. And he turned out to be an amazing guest. And he thanked us for it. He, sent us notes saying that he's so glad he did it. He was so excited about the new interest in his career now. But it's like his father was a preacher, but he himself is an atheist. It was a fascinating interview.
Yeah, and he told us that then you went to see him in person when he performed live in New York City.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I went there with Paul Schaefer. We both watched him. And, oh, with Paul Schaefer and with Barbara Feldon, another former guest from my podcast, who was Agent 99 on Get Smart. We all saw him at that show.
And you've said, and I think it's accurate, your podcast, it's like an episode of The Love Boat.
Yeah, it's like the way they used to have the Love Boat or Fantasy Island, and there'd be these people that popped up that you swore were dead, and then you see them there, and they're older, and yet they're just as good as they ever were.
You mentioned that you and your producers had tried to get Davidson on for a while before he finally agreed. Who's the person that you haven't been able to get on that you are still working on, that, you know, that the one that you really want to get that hasn't come on yet?
Oh, there's a couple. I always feel scared to mention them because I feel like that'll be the total jinx.
Mm.
Of course, there's been other people, because of the age group we're dealing in, we will ask them to do the show, they agree, and then they die 2 days later. I was originally going to call the podcast the Before It's Too Late Show.
Well, we thought we were the leaders in whatever you call them, nanogenarians, because we've had people like Paul Dooley and Carl Reiner, William Daniels on the show, all in their 90s. But, man, they're all great, and they all still tell fantastic stories.
Yeah, and I've had those two also, Carl Reiner and Paul Dooley. We never got William Daniels, but we got, Dick Van Dyke was
yes.
on the show.
And that was great. Yeah, and you sang with him. How wonderful was that?
Yeah, supercalifragilistic and put on a happy face. And at one point, he started to advise me. He goes, okay, when you get to this part, it's a T, and you lower. And then he said, forget it.
We love the documentary that came out about you a couple of years ago. Was it hard for you to let people behind the curtain a little bit into that aspect of your life?
That was horrible. I should remember his name now. That would be good. The filmmaker, Neil Berkeley.
Yes.
Neil Berkeley came up to me, and he said, I'm a filmmaker. I've always dreamt of doing a Gilbert Gottfried documentary. And I said, well, you should set your dreams a lot higher than that. And he started following me around with a camera, and I didn't interfere with it. I didn't say no. But I hated him following me with the camera, and I hated watching the film. But like all the reviews were great, and it is. It's like, and it's. We talk about it in the film. I always think of that scene in Wizard of Oz, where it's like, ignore that man behind the curtain. Because I always feel like that's it. If you let someone behind the curtain, then it ruins everything.
And you talked about how your life is, to you, even now, it's a bit surreal. And I kept thinking of the old Talking head song, this is not my beautiful house, this is not my beautiful wife.
Exactly. And I say there too, it's like you know, those Twilight Zone episodes that were a million with that same premise, where someone wakes up and goes, what is this house and what am I doing here? Why, you're the president, sir, and it's 1843, you know.
Now,
and so that's, yeah.
I my son is turning 6 today, and I'm 61 years old. I had my son, my first, at 55. You came to parenthood late in life as well. Are you better at it now than you would have been back in your 20s or 30s or even 40s?
I think I'm equally bad. But I find the weirdest thing about being a parent is that I can't reprimand my kids if they say a dirty word. Because there's no way I can look at them with a straight face and say, no, you shouldn't say that.
But when the time comes that they're old enough and you can teach them how to string some words together like nobody else around, man, what a great role model you'll be.
Yeah, they can take over the family business. I'll be obscene and disgusting.
Well, Gilbert, it's wonderful to talk with you. We're a big fan of your career for so long. We wish you well on your trip to Rumford. When you come up here to Maine, I hope the hotel has lots of good. What are you going to do when they start getting rid of these little...
That's horrible. They've been getting rid of the handout little soaps and shampoos.
Why would they do that?
I hate that.
Yes.
Oh, before I forget, just jumping off on another plug.
Please do.
I'm also on Cameo.com, where I send out video messages. You could get your own personalized video message from me on Cameo.com.
Absolutely. And there's a link to that on your website as well if people would like more information. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you well, and hope to see you back here on the show again with us down the road.
Oh, thank you.
Gilbert Gottfried here on Downtown. How about that?